I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, December 13th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every week, is David Sanger. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David. Welcome back from China.
Thanks, Carrie.
David, last week President Obama announced he'd struck a deal with congressional Republicans to extend the Bush-era tax cuts, and Congress will likely decide on this deal by the end of the year. Let's talk a little bit about the paradoxes of this agreement. The president is selling this as a form of stimulus for the economy. Is that really what it is?
Well, it would certainly stimulate the economy if this money flows through to consumers and consumers are willing to spend it. And it's a lot of money. It's $858 billion, which is, when you think about it, bigger than that first stimulus package was at the beginning of the Obama administration. But the big question is, will it really end up stimulating the economy? As you've seen, interest rates have gone up in recent times because people are concerned, the markets are concerned, that this is going to add to the deficit. And of course, rising interest rates can counter the stimulus effect. It could neuter the whole thing.
Hasn't the administration and the Fed been working to keep interest rates low so the economy can expand? I mean, what happened there?
Well, they have been, and you may remember that about a month and a half ago, the Fed took an action that they call quantitative easing, not the best phrase in the world. But since interest rates are already down so low, this was an effort to try to make sure that they stayed even lower, particularly medium and long-term interest rates. What we've seen happen with this package is exactly the reverse. So it makes you wonder whether the president's fiscal policy is running counter to the Fed's monetary policy.
If the Bush tax cuts are extended for 2 years this time, what makes us think the same won't happen 2 years from now?
Absolutely nothing. After all, Republicans have taken over control of the House, which is why the president had to make the deal that he's making here. There are many, even in the White House, who think that he made a big error in not resolving the tax issues before the election and making it an election issue. If the Republicans continue to hold the House, and particularly if they extend that hold to the Senate, I think it would be almost impossible for the president to reverse the Bush tax cuts anytime soon.
Former President Bill Clinton spoke at the White House on Friday to help President Obama sell the tax cuts compromise. It felt a little bit like the 1990s all over again. As Jerry Seinfeld might say, what's the deal with this?
That's what we were all wondering. He had come in to see the president, and they, of course, ended up talking about the tax bill and the troubles that President Obama is going to face now that the House has moved over to the Republican side, exactly the situation Bill Clinton found himself in 1994. So President Obama took President Clinton to the press room to have him announce his support for the compromise deal. Of course, this was an effort to try to shore up Democrats who have been unhappy about this deal. President Clinton took to the podium and started talking and kept talking. In fact, he kept talking so long that President Obama said he really had to go rejoin the First Lady at a holiday party. And so there was President Clinton all alone at the podium. I saw him a few hours later at a dinner, and I asked him how he felt, and he said, you know, he said it was just like sort of getting up and riding a bicycle again. You know, there he was in the press room asking questions. He remembered the first names of many of the reporters, and I think he was up there for more than half an hour.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
David Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. And that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.